Morning with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren.
Monday morning.
Yes, you're wearing red today.
I am, feeling
lady
very
in red.
Red. But I'm not angry. Lady in Red. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that takes
loved
us back.
It.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely. I went out on Friday night and hung out with some friends that I used to work with and went out with my sister on Saturday night and just giggled all night. I love it when you have a sibling that you've got the same humour.
Yeah, really nice.
How about you?
I stayed in all weekend. I wasn't feeling the best, sort of recovering from that cold, but feeling good now, so
great.
I stayed in.
Well, you better be, because we've got a show and we need to entertain
people.
We
have to get through. Hey, I want to talk about the fight.
Yes.
With Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather.
Also, got a gadget that might help you get rid of some bad behaviours.
Oh, fantastic.
Have you ever done anything silly, like used something incorrectly, you know, a lotion or, you know, mix something up? So one thing I've done quite frequently is in my top drawer in my bathroom, I've got my sunscreen and my toothbrush and toothpaste and all this. And the sunscreen and toothpaste look very, you know, they're just tubes. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've brush my teeth with sunscreen.
At least your teeth are now UV protected, you know what I mean?
That's why they're white. You ever done anything like that?
I've just done stupid things. Like, I remember once going to a department store and spraying. I mean, I do this actually a lot, which is really naughty, but I'll go and use my favourite perfumes and just spray myself all over. But this time I actually used room spray. Instead of perfume, right? And I was covered in it. And the lady was a bit of a mole, actually, for pointing it out. But she goes, that's actually room spray.
But does it matter?
I was a bit embarrassed. And I thought, well, actually, at the end of the day, I smell good.
Did it smell nice? Probably smelled better,
smell
actually.
Amazing.
Probably hung around for a while. Because in the US, you know how the eclipse was last Monday? Several people in California have been turning up at hospitals because they put sunscreen in their eyes to stare at the sun during the eclipse. Like,
sunscreen in their eyeballs. Sunscreen.
They deliberately put it in thinking that it will protect their eyes from sun damage by looking at the eclipse. So, I mean, maybe my sunscreen is toothpaste isn't so bad after all.
Oh, I love how simple us humans are sometimes.
Anastasia, did you watch the fight with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather?
Yes, I did.
What did you reckon?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know why I'm obsessed with it because I don't necessarily agree with it. Like, this whole boxing thing and fighting to... but I loved it. It's a love-hate thing.
I didn't watch it.
Because morally I'm not into it.
Well, yeah, I'm not either. I didn't watch it, but I watched the weigh-in, and I'm sure he had a boner.
Well, it could have been a semi-boner.
But there was this energy between them.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is actually quite sexy.
Yeah. Oh, they're both really sexy men, I guess. Great eye candy. But, Mayweather took the one, and he's 40 years old, and Conor McGregor is 29, so...
Wow. Yeah. He had a lot of support, though. But apparently he was a bit of an underdog.
Yes.
And comes from a poor background.
One of the best fights ever, apparently. And you know what I'm perplexed about? How much money they make out of these fights. Like, millions of dollars.
And you were saying earlier that it's millions even if they don't win.
Yeah, exactly. I think Conor McGregor took something like $75 million from it.
$75 million
bucks. Yeah, I made that up.
But playing in a... But still, even a couple of million.
Someone will pull me up if I have. 0427.
Let's have a punch up and get paid for it. An Uber driver in Perth did a number two outside Terminal 2. It was absolutely busted.
I beg your pardon?
An Uber driver.
What, on the footpath? And
on the footpath, just outside Terminal 2. He couldn't hold himself.
Oh, my God, that visual. Imagine you're a passenger and the Uber driver goes, excuse me, I just need to go to the toilet.
Poor
just
guy
takes a
must
dump
have been
in front of you.
Oh, he must have been in so much pain. It's true. And he's been banned now from picking up passengers at Perth Airport. And a spokesperson for Uber said the alleged behaviour was at odds with their community guidelines.
Oh, my God.
And the driver's access to the ride-sharing app has been blocked while the incident was investigated.
I wonder if he carries around toilet paper.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. Do you have any bad behaviours you'd like to get rid of?
Bad behaviours? Yes. I repeat myself constantly. So, listeners, I'm really sorry. I'm sure you hear it as well. But, yeah, it's a really bad habit.
I haven't picked up on that.
I always repeat myself and I find a really creative way of saying the same story over and over because I'm obsessive compulsive about retelling a story. And I always say, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, in case someone doesn't know what I'm saying.
I say that to you. I go, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're always like, you know what I mean?
Are there any other irritating things I do?
Yeah, look, one thing that really annoys me and irritates me about you, and it's only because you're kind and polite and people, you've got people pleaser syndrome, but every time we're at a cafe, which is all the time, and you order something, like you'll order either eggs or whatever it is the case, you'll always apologize and go, are you okay with me eating poached eggs in front of you?
I'm being
polite.
Or
if I'm at your house, you'll go, are you okay? I'm going to have some yogurt. Are you okay? I'm just going to have some meat. Close your eyes. And I just want to kill you.
Well, I've got a solution for you. There's a new gadget out.
Yeah.
It's a wristband, okay? And it's called the Pavlov, named after the Russian psychologist who got his dog to salivate by ringing a bell.
Sounds like a Pavlov wrapped around his arm.
Whenever you have bad behaviour, it gives you a shock, electric shock.
Oh
now, of
God.
Course, the thing, there's a catch with it.
Yes, of course.
It is harmless, of course, but you can adjust the shock.
Yes.
And you have to do it. So every time you do something that annoys yourself,
you get electrocuted.
You press this button and you get electrocuted. And I thought, I'm going to order one and I'm going to give you the button.
I'd be buzzed out every time. Now, surely I irritate you. Is there anything that irritates you about me? Come on.
Only when I am eating meat or something, and you'll get stuck into me and say, "Do you know, I can't believe you've got a dog." And
that would be really irritating, wouldn't it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I am working to reduce my meat consumption. I didn't have much over the weekends,
yes.
But that's okay. But I'm going to get this watch for you.
Mm.
And every time I say to you, hey, I'm eating eggs in front of you, you can electrocute me. And apparently...
I love the idea of this. I really do.
I do too. And it'll start to change my... behaviour. Well, we hope so anyway. Now I'm going to have an egg. Anastasia, President Donald Trump's administration parted ways with yet another staffer last week.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Hemming resigned.
I couldn't imagine why. I think he'd be very easy to work
so
with.
So difficult to work with. Andy Hemming resigned from his position as the White House Communication Team's Director of Rapid Response on Monday.
Right.
And Andy was responsible for finding positive mainstream media news stories about the Trump administration. So he must have found his job so difficult.
Yeah, well, of course he would have.
Searching for good news stories. But it got me thinking. I'm having a bit of a break from the news at the moment.
Are you?
Because I decided that it was all negative and I thought, you know what, I want to start my day on a positive footing.
Right.
And I'm finding it really...
Well, it's a bit hard to do being... You're in the media, darling.
Yeah, but I'm trying to actively avoid some of the negativity that's going around. I found it's been really good.
How good is that?
It's so good, but you do get a bit of anxiety thinking I'm missing out.
Were you the kind of person that would get up in the morning and put the news on?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
Oh my goodness, all the time I would have to know exactly what was going on in the world.
Oh, and I had no idea.
And it's been quite challenging removing myself.
Mm.
You ever done that?
No, I never have, and I think only because my parents do it. And
they are so
negative. So they get up in the morning and the first thing they do is put the news on and then you'll have my mum going, I can't believe it. And then she gets really melodramatic and pretends that she's crying, going, so many people, did you? And it's almost like she gets off on the negativity.
Yeah.
So when I come over, she'll be like, did you hear about all those people shot?
Yes.
And it's like,
and it just,
I have now, thank you.
It infiltrates into your conversations and everything.
Totally.
So I reckon it's good to take a break. Celeste, how do you cope with all the negativity?
It's so hard. I mean, unfortunately, that's what makes the stories. I think people are drawn to sadness and, you know,
yeah.
That impacts them, it affects them. So, I mean, we have a way of, like, bonding with it. I know it's really, like, sometimes it's sad. There's not enough positivity in the world. Sounds a bit like we're a bit morbid, but...
Yeah. I think it just gets in touch with our inner drama queens.
Yeah. I know some days you just want to switch it off and be like, I don't want to hear any more killings. Yeah.
But the way you deliver it, I have to say, is brilliant.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Thanks, Celeste.
Now, listen, I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
We didn't talk over the weekend very much, did we?
No, we're very busy.
Exactly. So what did you do on Saturday? You know it was National Dog Day. I'm guessing
It was. It was National Dog Day on Saturday. So
Did you take him to the movies?
I didn't take him to the movies. But I did spoil him, although he does get spoiled all the time. He went to three different doggy parks in the day.
How lovely.
We walked into the city for the marriage equality rally. He had special food. He got a bone and he had a bath. So
you got a bone?
Absolutely spoiled
him. What kind
of
bone was it?
I don't know. It was some sort of animal bone.
How lovely.
So he absolutely loved it and it was really good to spoil him and spend time with him.
Is Fuzzy the only pet you've ever had or not?
I've had other pets, but he's the only dog I've ever had.
Okay, so you've had what, little kittens or something?
Little. I've had cats, I've had bunnies and
budgies. The reason I ask
budgies.
Is I was never given the opportunity to have a pet when I was little because it was all about the garden. In fact, I did have a couple of rabbits, but they didn't count.
They'd be the worst for the garden.
No, they're in the cage.
Okay.
Oh, my God, this is really bad. No wonder I'm a vegan. But, yeah, because you've got a really beautiful relationship with Fuzzy. It's just so loving and...
And I think the dogs are amazing. And I was never a dog person, but he's turned me around. But I noticed when you're with him, at first you were a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah.
And he jumped up
I'm
on you.
I'm scared of dogs,
I mean, he's
because
this fluffy
I've never
monster,
had them. Yeah.
But he jumped up on you and you were a bit apprehensive. And now you two are like best friends.
In fact, but it's only because I give him bananas.
He looks for a banana every time you come over. Would you ever get a dog?
Yeah, maybe. One day.
Yeah. You can just borrow mine. I need a babysitter.
Oh, anytime.
Anastasia.
Yes.
Do you know you can get panties for your pillow?
Panties for my pillow?
Panties for your pillow, yeah.
I'm confused.
It's not like a pillow cover where you're protecting your pillow from perspiration or dribble or anything like
that. Do you have pillow covers, though?
I have pillow covers.
I hope so.
Because I dribble when
beard?
I sleep.
Yeah.
God knows what else is in there as well. But these pillow panties, so if you... And it's designed for people who like resting their head up against a chunky butt.
Wow.
To go to sleep without having to get the, move off, you're making me hot.
Oh, I love the idea of this.
They're little cotton underwear. They fit onto a standard pillow. Mm. So and that looks like the pillow's wearing underwear.
Yeah.
And the video ad for the pants recommends sniffing your pantied pillow to help you drift off.
Love a bit of a sniff.
Even including handy illustrations of stains to help you visualise your pillow being an actual human being. How's that?
I can, look, that and my sex blow-up doll at home.
Stacey!
Why would I ever leave home?
We haven't spoken about Stacey.
We'll talk about, we'll get her in sometime.
She's okay? I had lunch with a friend yesterday.
Did you?
And
was it a nice lunch?
It was a lovely lunch.
Lovely.
Sat there and ate my salad.
Oh, so you ate it,
which was beautiful. But he was laughing at me and he wouldn't tell me why, but I knew he was up. Like there was a bit of a
something
prank.
Was going
something
on.
Something was going on, and it was just something simple, but I had no idea what it was. And then I sort of went and I did my shopping in the afternoon and what have you, and a bit of spinach had got stuck on my front tooth.
And spinach wraps itself around your whole tooth.
And it wraps itself,
doesn't it? That's what it was made for, wrapping it around the whole tooth.
And I didn't realise until late in the afternoon, and I'm a smiley guy.
You are a very smiley guy.
Smiling all day with this. Looks like I've got my front tooth. Completely
hilarious.
Missing. And I thought, what would you do? Would you say something or would you let someone go?
No, I'd definitely say something around, especially spinach around your teeth, because it's pretty obvious. But I don't know whether I'd say anything if someone had a bit of a snot or eye stuff.
No?
No, I'm not sure. I'd get really, I wouldn't want body odor. I'm not even sure I'd say it.
See, I would always
I'd
say
have
something.
I'd have to be very close. So would you tell me if I stunk?
Yeah. I would.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you'd know by my
you're
reaction.
A people pleaser.
No, because if I was dry reaching next to you, you'd know something was wrong. But I certainly would if you had snot coming out of your nose.
Really? Would you?
All the time, I'd point it out in the most delicate way and say, hey, I
How would you say it? Pretend I've got a massive snot right now.
Say, you need to wipe your nose, Anastasia, because there's a big boogie hanging out of it or something like that.
All right.
But yeah, no, I would. If you smelled, would you tell me?
Of course I would.
Do I smell?
You reek.
Recently, we've had glitter boobs.
Yes. Have we? Glitter boobs.
Glitter boobs. Mm. We had glitter bombs. Mm. We've had booty glitter.
Yes.
Glitter lips. Glitter beards.
Yep.
Guys with glitter in their beards. I had glitter. Remember after Pride March earlier this year and we were doing the commentary for the Pride March and
you
threw glitter and the wind was blowing in my face and it was
I was
all
trying
in
to throw
beard.
It to the crowd but the wind was throwing it back into our face. It was really awkward,
that
wasn't it?
It took forever to get out. So there's a lot more, but now the latest trend is glitter tongue.
Glitter tongue?
Glitter tongue.
No
so
way.
So people are putting glitter on their tongue and taking selfies and putting them up on Instagram.
That is so bizarre.
But what happens to the glitter?
You eat it, darling. You swallow it down.
Mate,
it's a good pickup trick, though, if you walk into a bar and you just poke your tongue out somewhere that's glitter. It's like, hello.
Would you do?
You don't even have to wink anymore.
Would you
just pull your tongue out.
Would you passion?
Yeah, totally.
You would?
Yeah,
but you'd know in the bar who they'd pashed because everyone would have the same colour glitter. Over the weekend, yes, was reported on the news that there's been an increase in bullying of school children with LGBTI parents. Very sad. Combined, we also had that hate poster campaign in Melbourne last week.
Well, that was shocking.
Which was absolutely shocking. And I was thinking about it, you know, everyone comes over, gets over an amount of adversity in their life, and you have.
Yeah,
How have you dealt with it when these things happen?
Just talking about it. I mean, I'll bang on. You know, my greatest tool is talking, right?
Yeah.
I talk your ears off. So I talk people's ears off about my problems and make sure that they've listened.
But you're really good at that as well, and you're actually really good at giving advice because you've helped me out
And also therapy. I go see a therapist to talk it through. So
one of the other things that I find really important is food.
Yes.
And being absolutely... Do you take it out on food?
I take out my feelings on food, yeah.
What about the opposite and actually trying to be very healthy, almost like a, you know, respect for yourself?
Absolutely. That too, yes.
And exercise?
Yes.
And also focusing time on things like dogs, pets, whatever, and friends, family that actually
ultimately
need you.
Because I find that when I'm feeling quite depressed or whatever, I tend to isolate. So what's really important is about connection and reaching out to people.
Up next, we're going to talk to someone about how we can stay strong and resilient during the Marriage Equality Postal Survey. It's coming up.
Can we also talk about how I stay strong having to do a show with you? I've got to ask this guy something.
Jason, the psychologist, has joined us in the studio. Jason, what would you suggest to do as the campaign starts and we start to feel a little bit, you know, susceptible to some of the messages that we may see, or as we saw on the weekend, the increased bullying in school? What would you say?
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Jason. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, I think you've touched on it really quite nicely, just as the introduction into the show as well. So one of the things that I think is very important is that we really do keep focusing on the things that we can still control. So it's very easy for us to lose power and start to focus on things that we get very worried about but can't necessarily take direct action on them. Now, when we do that, and I think you just touched on it as well, Anastasia, just then, that we can potentially start to do some things where we might not necessarily eat the stuff that's best for us, and we start to then, you know, suffer and make ourselves a little bit weaker because we're not looking after the nutrition. We might decide, okay, I don't really feel like taking that walk, or I don't really feel like keeping up with that exercise program because I'm getting a bit down, or I start to isolate myself. Very normal human behaviour is actually starting to retreat. So it's quite interesting as humans that often what we start to do, our natural urges, are often not the things that we actually need to do to stay resilient.
That's so true, isn't it? Because you think, oh, I can't be bothered today, I'm just not in the mood, feeling flat or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so ultimately it becomes, I'd be saying that we often have to look at a lot of discipline. So it's a little bit different to motivation, because often motivation won't be there, but it's just the discipline, just to say, well, I'm still going to actually overall eat things that are nutritious and eat things that are quite kind of wholesome and got good food value, and I'm still going to do the exercise, I'm going to still keep moving, and I'll still keep the social connections. So it's that basic stuff, and really looking at things like there's a lot of people these days that don't sleep very well. That's a growing epidemic in Australia. So ultimately learning some things more about healthy sleeping tips, because sleep is amazing for what the brain does each night to process through challenges and to actually make sense of it. So if we're not sleeping well, we ultimately lose our resilience as well, because our mind's not able to actually make a lot of sense of the challenges. So there's some real basics. Your basics for staying strong through this postal survey are going to be some things like focus on your nutrition each day, make a commitment to yourself about this, focus on your exercise, focus on your sleep, and if that's not working well, learn a little bit more about sleep hygiene or sleep tips. You'll be able to find that on the internet. Keep up some good social engagements, or going off to movies, theatres, those types of things. The other thing that's amazing is actually keeping up a little bit of your interests in terms of learning, a little bit of activities. Just spice it up. Got a lot of opportunities nowadays with things like YouTube and with the internet to not simply be saturated by what's served up to us, the negativity, but to sometimes actively disengage from that material and start looking at things that actually still inspire you, still interest you. Now,
we were talking about that before, because I was saying how we're taking a break from the news at the moment because it's been so negative, and I'm actually feeling good because of it.
Well, I'll ultimately do something, and this is really quite an interesting little experiment people should try. I'll often release a lot of kind of mood-enhancing chemicals in the evening. So I'll go onto YouTube and I'll start looking at some really enjoyable kinds of music clips. And there's some crazy stuff out there, and our kind of subculture is actually good at being very artistic. That's one of its strengths. Really taking the mickey out of a lot of things that are quite offensive, and I think that's very empowering too, when we start to take some offensive material, own it ourselves and twist it a little bit and start to bring humour back into it. So I'll look at a lot of these types of things and watch that in the evening, and I'll notice that I'm actually sitting there watching material with a smile on my face, and I'll go to bed actually really quite happy. I tend to find that it actually helps to sleep a lot better, and if I'm sleeping really efficiently, I often find that I need a little less sleep. So yeah. I wake up really quite excited. So
sleep's a really important one, isn't it?
It's right up there with hydration and with breathing, folks, and people often underestimate it. It's one of the things that you can effectively deny human beings sleeping completely. So we're not talking about poor sleep, but completely deny them from sleeping for a matter of days, and the person will actually die.
Oh, my goodness.
It's incredibly powerful, this process, and it is an amazing, important part of your resiliency, is your sleep pattern.
And Warren, you need to, like, you know, you need to really pay attention here, because you need to stop tossing and turning and actually get some sleep. You know what I mean?
I do, don't I?
Yeah, you're always tossing and turning.
I find Anastasia and I sleep together. You know, we just find it's a lot easier. But I find if I haven't had a lot of sleep, I'm susceptible. I find I'm a bit more emotional, sensitive,
yeah, absolutely,
to things, and you know. And so I think you're absolutely right. So the things are more sleep, diet, exercise, mm-hmm, and keeping your humour up.
Keeping your humour up, keep learning a little bit of stuff that's interesting, and keep up your socials, some good social interactions.
Yeah, that's
very
really
healthy
important
for your resiliency.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jason, for coming in.
You're welcome.
You're on Joy.
We got a message in on 0427JOY949. We spoke a little bit about resilience with our psychologist, Jason, earlier on.
Some great advice.
And Nurse James has a little comment here. He says, great segment on resilience. One further thing, manage your thinking. Don't let negative thoughts rattle around in your head. Actively think positive thoughts as much as possible. Really great point there, James. And there's so many layers to this, isn't there? And we'll try to unpack them as the weeks go by, but I try the whole positive thing, James, whilst I'm working with Warren. It just doesn't work. So I just let the negative thoughts come through, and I say, that's okay, you can stay there, but you can go now. But I just let them come through.
Rather than try and suppress them.
I find that if I ignore them or I try to be positive, they just don't go away.
Do I instill all these negative thoughts in you, do I? By looking at me?
Yeah, sometimes. Like right now you are. Hey, we got a message in on 0427JOY949. We're speaking with our in-house psychologist, Jason, about resilience, especially around what's going on now with the marriage plebiscite and stuff, and how to stay strong. And we got a message in from Ruth. She says, writing down three things that you are grateful for each day for 42 days can really make a difference. Look up GEM, gratitude, empathy, and mindfulness. Which is, gratitude is a big one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Being grateful, especially when you're feeling like crap, focusing on the things that you do have rather than what you don't have. And I'm very grateful to have you in my life, Warren, and have this show with you.
Thank you, and likewise.
Thank you. I'm also very empathetic to you that you have man boobs.
I don't have
that. And I'm very mindful that I may hurt your feelings. Let's talk
about this story, because this was, now I don't necessarily believe this, but this was in a newspaper, a reputable newspaper.
Yes.
The residents of a town in Africa were shocked to find out that a certain unidentified man had grown female breasts.
No way.
His wife revealed that she'd sought help from witchcraft when she realised that her husband had cheated on her with multiple women. And she told the media that she'd been advised by one of her friends to curse her unfaithful husband to teach him a lesson. And I thought, what a load of rubbish.
Good on her. But so what, she cursed him?
She cursed him to have boobs.
Good on her, because you've been cursed, Warren.
This is our segment, You Couldn't Make It Up. A man in the US was on the run from police for his involvement in a burglary of cooking equipment.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he was stealing, but cooking equipment. And he avoided arrest by fleeing the small town where he lived to hide out for a few days. And he managed to evade police until he decided to use his Snapchat account.
What?
So he logged on to Snapchat and he posted about
how... Why did he steal the whole kitchen from a display home?
Maybe a stock.
That's what I'm imagining.
He posted about how he was back in town after being on the run. So he came back into town, he logged on to Snapchat and said he's back in town. So police rushed to his residence to arrest him, but they couldn't find him.
They couldn't
even
find
though
him.
He was, they couldn't find him. But what he did is, so they left, and then he logged back onto Snapchat, bragged about how the police were just at his house but couldn't find him because he was hiding in the kitchen cabinet. So they returned and they managed to find him. Yeah, what a silly thing to do, though. Not the brightest thief. I wonder if that's the kitchen cabinet
really
that he
stole. Though.
Maybe the cabinet. And that's it for us.
Yes. What a gorgeous show. It was wonderful,
been
wasn't
fantastic.
It? Spoke about resilience, gave away some tickets.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.